2021 and to our second season. This is your host, your best friend, Carmen Strength with No Attachments, weekly podcast dedicated to self-care. Before we start, can you please select the follow button or bell? Thank you. I really appreciate it. Let's dive into our number one topic today. Our number one topic will be, are you surviving or are you thriving? And our next topic will be, how to heal from a toxic relationship. Come on to the table and let's talk about, are you surviving or are you thriving? Now, first of all, we want to know what surviving is. Surviving is just to continue to exist. You're just living. You're just getting along. And you're carrying on despite your hardships or your trauma. And you're just persevering. So that's what surviving is. You're just living. You're just living. You're breathing. You're just doing the minimum. So now let's talk about thriving. Thriving is your present state, which means that you're successful. You're flourishing in whatever you're doing. You're developing. You're growing. You're blooming. And you are advancing. So a lot of time we look in our lives, we just say, well, I'm just surviving. That means you're just existing. You're just breathing. We don't want to survive. This is 2021. And there has been so much sickness and death in 2020. So we in 2021. So we need to thrive. Because we survived in 2020, but now we in 2021, we will thrive. So we want to thrive. We want to do more than just living. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to do everything the doctor tells us to do. We want to do everything CDC tells us what to do, but we want to thrive. Don't you want to be successful? Don't you want to grow? See, when you start growing, and you start developing, that's all positive. All positive vibes. And that's what we want. Because we can live on positive vibes. But the negative vibes, when you just surviving, well, I'm just making it. And have you ever talked to somebody? They have so many problems. They have so many issues. And they have not worked through it. And that becomes a crutch. And it becomes a part of them. And when you talk to them, God, your head starts, they just drain you. They just take everything out of you. Well, that person just surviving. And they're okay with that. But we today, we will thrive. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. So when you're on your job, are you just surviving? Or are you thriving? Okay, when you're in your marriage, you know, that marriage that you've been married by 10, 20, 30 years. Or y'all just surviving? Y'all just do the bare minimum. Hello, honey. How you doing? Don't do nothing extra. Don't go out to dinner. No candlelight dinner. Haven't went on a vacation. Haven't done something different. Haven't done a different hobby. Well, if you haven't done that, you just surviving. So are you surviving or are you thriving in your marriage? Okay, I've been married 30 years, but we just been surviving. We on life support. You know, life support, when they have you in the hospital, you're just surviving. They're giving you a feeding tube. You probably might be on a ventilator. You're just surviving. But thriving is when you're developing, you're growing, you're blooming. Okay, as a parent, are you surviving? Or are you thriving. You just doing the bare minimum. You wake the kids up, you give them breakfast. Have you spent any time with them? Have you talked to them? Have you parented them? Have you showed them something new? Have you taken them to a different place? Okay, now your relationship that you have, are you just surviving? Or is the relationship thriving? Have y'all did anything new? Have y'all grown together? Have you grown closer? Okay, then look at the friendship. We all have friends. We have best friends. We have close friends. We have acquaintance. So is your best friend, are y'all just surviving? Is this just like that's your well-wisher or your acquaintance? Do y'all do things together? Are y'all learning from one another? Because you know iron does sharpen iron. Or are y'all thriving? Okay, then your business. Are you doing the same thing that you did in 2019 and 2020? Or are you just barely making it? Well, I can pay my bills. I can make the rent. I can make the utilities. I can barely make payroll. Well, you know what? You're just surviving. And maybe you need to start thriving. Maybe you need to research the information that SBC has for different grants and loans and different things. And then so you can thrive, so you can develop. Maybe that logo you had, maybe it's washed out. Maybe you need to get a new logo. Maybe you need to brand yourself. Maybe you need to upgrade your product or your service. Just need a little touch so it can thrive. Because if you take care of your business will take care of you. And also, when you're going to school, or you're just going to school to say you're going to school, or you're going to school just to get the financial aid, are you going to school because you have to, because you want to get a promotion at your job? Are you just going to school because your parents told you to go to school? Well, you're just surviving, so you're doing a bare minimum. You're doing just enough. You're not going above and beyond. So if you want to thrive, you might need to research. You might need to go a couple of chapters ahead of the class. Then you can thrive. Then you can come up with different ideas. Maybe you can even, and I'm pretty sure your professor or your teacher or your instructor would appreciate if you come up with different ideas. Because if they know that you are taking ownership and in the class and you're loving the subjects, I mean, whether you're doing research, you tell them more resources. Maybe you got it from CNN, MSNBC, or whatever. Then they have no problem with that. So we need to ask ourselves: are we surviving or thriving? And I remember many years, it hasn't been that long ago, I was just surviving. I was just doing enough. We just go to work, pay the bills, wait for the next paycheck, the next 2 weeks. I'm just surviving. I'm not really living life. I'm really not living life. I haven't taken time to smell the roses. I haven't taken time for myself. I haven't taken time for my kids. I haven't taken time for my family. So I'm just surviving. We need to thrive. We need to break out of that negativity. We just doing a bare minimum. Mediocre. Guess what? If you do mediocre, that's all you're going to get is mediocre. That's just common. Even when you was in school, you made a C, but hey, we would love to make a B or A. You get recognition. You get awards. You get certificates. You get trophies when you go above and beyond when you're an A student, when you're a B student. C is just like, okay, good. You get a participant. Okay, you get a participant certificate. Okay, you showed up. So we need to thrive. And when we thrive, we need to flourish. We need to bloom. We need to grow. And when we grow, we can grow socially. You can join an organization. You can join a club. You can do community service. That's thriving. Mentally, we need to grow mentally. We're with the same person because you knew her all your life. That doesn't mean you're thriving. You knew her all your life, okay? And she know so much. She only know what she only go to work. She come home and she tell you about the kids, and that's y'all conversation every day. So you are not blooming for your conversation and everything like that. No. So we need to grow mentally, learn something new. There's nothing wrong with learning something new. You can learn a language. You can learn a hobby. You can just learn a new word. That's growing. Mentally, sometimes we're around people and they're negative all the time, and that brings on depression, that brings on anxiety and all kinds of things. So we need to grow mentally. You need to be around someone that's healthy. They're healthy. They're not always talking about problems and issues and negative things, things that's not what woulda, coulda, shoulda. And then another thing, we need to grow spiritually. And spiritually, who your God is, I mean, you need to grow and know more about that. Okay, why do I worship? Why do I praise? Why do I do what I do? There's nothing wrong with doing research. There's nothing wrong with growing. I mean, if you just going to church, okay, do more than just go to church. Get to know someone at the church. See what the church have going on for the community. It could benefit you. It might can benefit your job, because some jobs will let you take off to do community service. So you never know how that can help. So, you know, you can grow spiritually. There's nothing spiritually. Helping someone to get to the next level is always spiritually. Just saying hello. Just say, hello, how are you doing today? I love you. If no one told you today, you are beautiful. That would uplift someone's spirit. Just saying thank you. Just saying, you open a door for someone. Or you can pay for their coffee before they get to it. That's still helping someone. That's uplifting their spirits. And another thing, financially. Okay, every 2 weeks you're buying the same thing or almost the same thing. Do something different this time. Just say, okay, I usually go out to eat. I won't go out to eat this time. This time, I think I'm going to save my money, and I think I'm going to invest so I can grow, so I won't be living from paycheck to paycheck. That's what you need. Because you know what job means? Job means job over broke. That means you're working, you're really broke, and you're working from one paycheck to the next paycheck. If you're doing that, there's no way. You will not be rich. You will not be wealthy. You need to, if you need to invest your money, if you need to save, there are some things that we don't need. And I'm pretty sure in 2020, during a pandemic, I know I realized, and I know many of my friends and family members have realized, there are some things that we can go without. I did not need to get my nails and toes and eyebrows and eyelashes done every 2 weeks. It feels good. It's a service. But really, in the grand scheme of things, if all I was doing was just staying at home, working at home, I really didn't really need it. So that's something I could have saved. So I can grow financially. And then another thing, we need to grow physically. Physically, we eating all the time. And everything, I understand, we go to church, they have something for you to eat. You go to work, they got something for you to eat. They celebrate somebody's birthday. They celebrating a shower or whatever. But we can still be responsible. There's nothing wrong with eating more fruits, eating more vegetables. There's nothing wrong with exercising. Sometimes we can't exercise, but we can walk. We can do a power walk. Or if you can't walk, you can do something in the comfort of your home. You can do push-ups. You can do sit-ups. You could do stomach crunches. There's different things you could do. You can do it in your chair. You could just do it sitting down. There's many things we could do. So we need to thrive. We need to thrive socially, mentally, spiritually, financially, physically, and in every aspect. So how we plan on thriving in 2021 and beyond, we're going to surround ourselves with positive people with positive energy. So let's go, because we are thriving 2021, we will accomplish things that we never have done. In order to get something that you never had, you have to do something that you never done. So let's go and let's thrive 2021. Come on back to the table. And let me tell you about this tea. The tea is about healing from a toxic relationship. Now, we all know someone that's been in a toxic relationship. It might be you. So we're going to talk about the different steps on how to heal from a toxic relationship. It's not easy. You can't do it all in one day, but you can do it by time, gradually. Because remember, we are not surviving, we are thriving. So we're thriving to heal from a toxic relationship. First of all, we need to move from victim to survival to a thriver. You know, we always, oh, you know, he did me like that. Oh, I can't believe. Why would this happen to me? We are saying we're the victim. So if you have that in your mind, you keep saying it, it's in your mind, you always be the victim. Guess what? You're always negative. No one wants to be around you. Okay, so we need to go from victim to survivor to thriver. And you can thrive. Okay, next, number two, denying them access to your life. Sever ties. Okay, I broke up with him or her. But you're still friends on Facebook. You're still friends on TikTok. You're still cool with his sister. It's okay to be cool with her, but why you call when you know he's there in the room with the sister? So sometimes we need to sever these ties. Okay, if he don't want to be with you, he not treating you right. Move on. Block him. Keep moving on and block him in every way. Not just the phone, social media, everywhere. If you got two phones, block him from both of the two numbers. Because you need to move on. Because remember, you were in a toxic relationship. Then number three, forgive yourself. Don't say, God, why did I talk to him? I met him at this club. I should never went to that club. You hate the club. You hate the people. You hate the friends you went with. No. Forgive yourself. Okay, you're allowed to make mistakes. You realize that you're moving on because you're thriving, because you was only surviving in that toxic relationship. Then number four, you need to find closure without the person involved. You don't need to go to counseling. Sometimes you might need to go to counseling, but you can get closure. And trust me, if you love someone, if you don't nurture that love as much, it won't be as strong. It will hurt at first. But if you know every Wednesday, y'all used to meet up at the park, you used to jog, don't drive by that park. Don't do that to yourself. Don't drive by that park. If you still want to walk, you can walk at another park. Because your chances of you meeting up with that person is high. Or the people that knew you, you and him as a couple, they will probably ask, hi, so-and-so, and they're going to bring up everything. Then you got to tell a story, and it went on. You're probably not ready for that. Okay, so as we moving along, okay, we still thriving. Five, you got to allow yourself to grieve the relationship. Sometimes it takes a while to grieve the relationship, especially if you had kids, and especially if you were married. If y'all had other ties, like if y'all worked at the same job, you went to the same church, you stayed in the same neighborhood, I don't know, the car he bought for you is in his name and all of that, you need a while to grieve. You need a while to grieve to get over this. How do I plan on doing this, okay? Will you remain, y'all might have the same friends, y'all share the same friends, will you have the same friends? Or how do you plan on grieving? And you know, you take one day at a time. You can't do it in one day. How do you plan on doing this? You got to have a strategy, okay? What I plan, okay? Okay, we supposed to all go to this pool party, but guess what? I won't go or whatever. Grieve. There's nothing wrong with that. Grieve. Take your time. You got to cry, whatever. No problem. Tears is okay. Some people look at tears as a weakness. It's not a weakness. It cleanses you. Now, if you're crying every day, yeah, there is a problem. You probably might need to talk to the smart folks, the people who can help you, like a therapist or a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Okay, and then the next thing we want to do, we want to process these emotions through journaling, coaching, or therapy. So as you're going through these emotions, okay, I still love him. Why do I love him so hard? Okay, maybe you was the backbone of the relationship. Maybe you had all the finances, and maybe you took care of everything. So yes, it's gonna be harder because I bought him a car. I gave him this. I did that. So yes, you had, yeah, those are strong ties. So yeah, you need to look back, look at those emotions, maybe write them down or things, see what your emotions are. Maybe you're just mad at him. Maybe you're just angry. There's nothing wrong with being angry, but it's how you respond. You could be angry. You could be angry, but it's what you do after that. Because if you're angry, you could hurt someone, you could kill someone. Never act out of anger. So you might need to put that down. Well, or you just might be upset. You might just be disgusted. You just might be down on yourself. Write those emotions down, because a lot of time we always think, okay, that person's so in love, they can't move on. True, they love that person, they care for that person deeply, but they have other emotions. Some people have regret. Some people have anger. Some people have shock. You know, they might be in a state of shock. So write that down, because basically what you're doing, you're trying to get in tune with your emotions, your feelings. Because one thing about emotions, if you don't have them in check, you will be all over the place. Because if you're emotional and then the partner you just broke up with emotion, y'all trying to talk, y'all all over the place. Neither one of y'all can make the right decision. So it's good to write your feelings down. Maybe you might need a coach or maybe therapy. Sometimes it helps with a friend. You get a friend that's a mutual friend, not a friend of both of y'all. And then they probably can, you know, make everything clearly. Because right now you're emotional and you can't really make a decision. And another thing, you can have self-compassion. There's nothing wrong with having self-compassion. You can have self-compassion for you. Or for him, he's like, well, you know, I really shouldn't have done that. I made the wrong mistake. This was a mishap. I won't do that again. Or you can say, okay, you know, I feel sorry for him because he don't know this is the best woman he ever had. Or he can say, this is, I was the best man for her. And it's nothing wrong with that. But don't stay there. Just keep moving, because you'll start waddling. Then you start having a pity party. And you start having a pity party. All kinds of things happen. Because you start having a pity party, it's not negativity. We start having a pity party, anger comes. We start having a pity party, jealousy comes. When you start having a pity party, retaliation comes. When you start having a pity party, violence can come. When you start having a pity party, all kinds of things come. It's not good to have a pity party, because you negative, you can't think straight, and everything around you is just negative. So it's good to have someone positive. And then the last one is recognize what happened. Why did we break up? Find out what happened. Okay, did he cheat on you? Maybe you might say he probably was telling you all the time. He probably telling you last 6 months, hey, I don't want to be together, but you weren't hearing that. You say, we're gonna be together. Or maybe you realize that you was enabler, and maybe the next relationship you realize, I won't do that. I'll let that person make their choices. I'll let them come out with the options. So those are all the techniques, the strategies you can use in healing from a toxic relationship. Because remember, we're no longer the victim. We're no longer surviving. We're thriving. And when we thrive, we will get that relationship that will be thriving, because we done put away all of the negativity and all of the toxic signs and symptoms. We have a business shout out. We have a business shout out, and the business is Get Realty, GET. Realty. And the owner is Jesse Burton. He is a realtor. He'll be more than happy to assist you in any way. And their website is getrealty.co. And their phone number is 832-303-9895. Now we're up to the diamond for the day. So I saw two diamonds. And so we will have two diamonds for the day. And it's dealing with thriving. Some people thrive under pressure, but pressure can also ruin your performance. It can push you down angles which you don't want to go. And then our second diamond for today is we laugh to survive. Then with joy, we thrive. You can send all your positive comments to noattachment2020@gmail.com. Always remember to be necessary. Love you now. Love you later. See you on the next No Attachments by Carmen Strength.